All right, Tabosa, good morning. Let's begin. We're picking up page Kuf Yud Dalet. Va'af Harbe Pratim. Kuf Tes Vav. I'm sorry. V'chein Be'in Yoneinu. V'chein Be'in Yoneinu. Last two paragraphs on page Kuf Tes Vav. V'chein Be'in Yoneinu. Yochol Ata Lavo L'Gadlos Uzos. Remember again, the Piaget's thing here is describing this state of being. This state of being, where a person is able to make certain positive character traits part of his persona, part of himself. You know, sometimes we look at positive things as things that are, as additional layers that we add on to ourselves. The Piagetsin says the goal ultimately is to make the positive things a second nature to myself. So remember again, he gave the example of a person who could refine himself to such a degree that his eyes don't see inappropriate things. It's not the pshat that I avert my gaze, right? It's not the pshat that ultimately, again, I turn away. It's that literally the eyes won't register something that is inappropriate. The eyes won't register something that is not right. I see the world in a different way. So the Piagetsin says there are other examples of this. Other example says, Shalot hiras ashav ve'eshara af ba'otcha ba'olam hazeh. You will not see the shav, right, the nothingness, the negativity in this world. V'gam kol od shalonis alisa lios sadik gadol kazeh, v'lonis katshu inecha shetabet nabara, v'los tirena osotucha lahagiyala, im bialduscha tisragel bechasidos ba'afanim asher asham nulach. So the Piagetsin writes, so how do you get to this level? So remember again, he is advancing a theme. And his theme is, things become part of your second nature if you start with them when you're in your childhood. Remember again, that's his focus. Now, we've already spoken about a number of times how we're going to modify this a bit more. Ultimately, again, to apply even if we're no longer children. So we'll get to that. But his point over here is that which you reinforce when you're young is able to become second nature when you get older. Kipashut v'davar yadua shechoku, because everyone knows the following concept, which is, asher mocho shel ha'adam hoge machshavos ketanos, af belo yidiyas ha'adam. We know that sometimes the mind does things subconsciously. Right? The mind does things even though I am not aware of it. He gives an example. That's actually an interesting example. L'mashal, Yesh sha'okto yatush befanov, umeirim yado lechakech ba, v'hu lel yeda mikol zeh. If a person is bitten by an insect, so instinctively what happens, my hand goes to my face to touch the area, the affected area, to scratch it, to push away the bug. There's an instinct that occurs. He goes on, he says, v'lo b'shashu erdafka, and amazing to show you how ingrained this instinct is. This is not just when I'm awake, rather elegam b'shashu yashin, v'lo yeda af b'chalom mikol anase. So interesting enough, even if a person is asleep and they get stung by something, instinctively their hand will go to the place of the sting. He goes on, he says, v'lo abru machshavos ele b'mocho. Yet a person does not make a conscious decision to do this. Hirgish akitza b'fanav. He feels the little sting in his face. And ultimately, again, his mind tells him to go ahead and move his hand to the affected area. He writes in parentheses, he says, we're not going to focus on physiologically or neurologically why this occurs. I guess the Piagetsna was versed in this as well. He says, that's not our point over here. We're just focusing on that it occurs. What's his point? His point over here is you see that there are certain instinctive behaviors that ultimately, again, that occur without thought. If that's true, ultimately, again, on the physical level, it could certainly be true on the spiritual level as well. He gives another example. So now, we'll say one can make the argument that touching of the face when you get a sting is not a learned behavior, it's just instinctive. Okay, so you can't necessarily bring a raya from instincts, because at the end of the day, that's something that I didn't, that's something that was born with. But he points out something very interesting. Take a look at Kuf Tes Zayin. And the truth is, okay, the example of touching of the animal, of the insect bite, so that could, well, that's much more instinctive even from birth. He says something very interesting. Rak af dvarim shebekatnuso lo hayu mutbaim bo, brak achar kach histagel bo. But there are other things, when we were young, they were not ingrained, but yet as we get older, they become ingrained. Gam kein mishtakim b'mocho, shiyachshov levado af b'lo yidiyaso. And they become so ingrained to the point that what? That I do it without even thinking. This is an interesting example. L'mashal, b'yaldusa yachal hayalipo mimishkavo balayla. So when you're little, it is common to fall off your bed. Right? Kids fall off their bed all of the time. Interestingly enough, u'cheshiyigdal mishapichu mitzad al tzad. Yet when we get older and we roll over a lot during sleep, ukishamagia al kitzei amita shav umishapech al eiver hasheni. Yet interestingly enough, there's something instinctively that is learned that when I get to the edge of the bed, what do? I roll myself back. Vehulo yada, right? And again, a person might not be consciously aware of it. I'm sleeping. Aflo raim shochefu bikse mita so beemtza bitzdada v'shichmo. Somehow, some way, my shoulder, my body, I feel ultimately again that I'm on the edge of this bed. And I understand in my mind that if I don't pull my body back now, what's going to happen? I'm going to fall off. And therefore, again, I have in mind that now it's time to roll back onto the bed. Now again, this is not a conscious thought. He says, "V'hulo yod apechalom machshava chazaka kazu she'niya es kol gufo." So isn't this incredible? Now, here's an example of a learned reflex, right? Why is this a learned reflex? Because when I'm young, I fall off the bed. I know that it hurts when I fall off the bed. So apparently, again, we learn this instinctive reflex to pull ourselves back from the edge of the bed. That's why, again, in those rare moments where, as an adult, you do fall off the bed, it's quite a traumatic experience, ultimately, again, because you're not, meaning, we ingrain it within ourselves to pull ourselves back from that edge. So the Piagetsna is using this as an incredible example of what's there to tell me what? To tell me that I could learn behaviors to the point that they become instinctive. That's the point that he's trying to impress over here. I could learn something that could become such a part of me so that I don't even have to consciously think about it in order to execute. But rather, again, it just occurs instinctively. Again, he's giving a simple example. Obviously, when I was young, I didn't have this instinct. I fell off the bed. But what happens? After enough time of falling off the bed, I begin to realize that I don't really want this anymore, right? I don't want to fall off the bed anymore, right? I'd like to live my life on the bed, right? And therefore, what do? I develop an awareness. And that awareness becomes so acute that even when I am sleeping, ultimately, again, that awareness kicks in. Miklata machshava bevaser mocho. This becomes like, what, I don't know if it's the right term, but muscle memory, right? Meaning there's a muscle memory here that when my shoulder, my body feels the edge of the bed, ultimately, again, there's a message to pull back. And literally, it becomes second nature to different parts of my body. The body thinks on its own, ultimately, again, about the need to pull back. So this is actually pretty amazing. So now he's given two distinct examples. Example number one, which is touching your face after the insect bite. So that ultimately, again, is instinctive. That's instinctive. At least the Piagetsna seems to be indicating that we're born with that. So, okay, you can't bring such a raya from that about learned behaviors. But this idea about falling off the bed is pretty incredible. As a child, I fell off the bed. As an adult, I don't want to fall off the bed. And so I learn this behavior to pull myself back, which tells us the Piaget's the means, which the Piaget's that tells us ultimately means that I can learn something until it becomes part and parcel of who I am to the point that I don't have to think about it. I'll give you a simpler example because I'm in this parsha now. My daughter, my fourth child now, got her permit. So, you know, it's interesting when you go, yeah. Yeah, it's my Yisurin and Olam Hazeh. So I'll tell you something interesting, which is that it's interesting when you go driving with someone who just starts driving, so you recognize that the thoughts that go through everything, right? So every stop sign is a malacha, and every light is a malacha, and every turn. They changed a lot of things since I did drivers. Apparently, they don't do hand over hand anymore. For turns, you're supposed to shuffle now, which they told us we're not supposed to shuffle. And okay, good. Whatever it is. But it's amazing. And then what's funny is after you take someone driving, and then you go driving, so you guys, like, you don't think about these things. Sometimes it's not so good, right? But I'm saying, like, so you see this. That's what the PhD is talking about. You could become so habituated to something that it just becomes part of your second nature. It becomes part of who you are, and you need not think about it. So we'll stop over here for today, but you're going to see where we're going to go with this in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. So the Piaget says, if this is true with the insect, right? And if it's true with not falling off my bed, and if it's true with driving, then it can be equally as true in the world of Ruchnius. In the world of spirituality, if we are able to habituate ourselves in certain ways to certain behaviors and certain midos, they can become part and parcel of who we are, and we can execute without even conscious thought. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up bottom of Kuf Tezayin and Meretz Hashem tomorrow.